from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Braves, last night, Max Fried, he did all he could do. He did all he could do.
He did his job.
He went to the locker room. Guys, I did all I could do.
You know, I think he was more like, I did my job, and I'll do it again.
I did my job. 1-0, one bad pitch, solo home run, and, Braves just couldn't get anything together. Offense, we get the four-game series.
Well, the good part about this is you took the season series with Arizona,
yep,
who could be a team that you're competing with the wild card position for. So now you need to go to San Diego. And honestly, I want to sleep. I want to go, like I said, beginning of the week, I want to go 5-2 on this road trip. But you got to go get that. I want to criticize the offense, but, you know, you're not going to score 5 runs every game.
No.
And you had a couple of balls that would have been home runs in that park. And I know that that's the way, I know that it's not an excuse. But I guess what I'm saying is you didn't look
terrible. It's not an
terrible
excuse, but it's a valid thing. They barreled some balls that would have been a home run in most of the ballparks in Major League Baseball.
You didn't look incompetent from the plate is what I'm trying to say.
Not at all.
You didn't strike out. They only struck out, I think, like 6 times last night. So, to me, that's part of it. You did have some weakly hit balls, but you weren't terrible. It just, you know, Matt Olson, and I love what Matt Olson says. He goes, well, I didn't hit it good enough. I didn't hit it as well as I could have, and he's right. But that ball was caught. His glove might have been over the fence. It was right there at the top of the wall.
Right.
So it's just one of those nights, but that's why losing Wednesday night was such a bad deal. That was one that you just felt. It felt bigger than it didn't feel as big as it was, and last night stung.
There's one guy who I believe, and I'm probably, Grant McCauley probably roll his eyes, no way. I think Spencer Schwellenbach, he has a chance to start a postseason game for the Braves if he can keep getting better and better and better and better. Because I think the world of this kid and this prospect, a lot more than the parade of guys that are brought up from Gwinnett to a spot start. But Schwellenbach, he got over the hump his last start. The fifth inning has been his bugaboo. That's like an 18 ERA. You notice he'll be cruising along, and all of a sudden, he'll have a bad inning, and it's usually the fifth inning. And a lot of times, those innings, when he does give up runs, something weird, a rare Matt Olson error, a little nubber for an infield hit, and next thing you know, they're scoring 2 or 3 runs off of him. But I think the makeup is there. Clearly, the stuff is there.
But you don't think it's fatigue. It's bad luck with a little bit of what,
it's
maybe not trusting your stuff, or Or maybe relying on one pitch too much?
No, he's not relying on one pitch too much because his entire arsenal, five pitches? He's throwing an equal amount of time, basically 20% of the time for everything. And he's not walking guys. That's what impresses me. He's got that arsenal. He's not walking guys.
You know what the amazing thing about Schwellenbach is that he has way more velocity than we think.
He'll run it up there at 97 with his fastball.
Well, he's averaging – he's throwing his – and you're absolutely right. What's amazing is he has six pitches. Four of which he throws 18% of the time or more, but not throwing one pitch more than 24%.
Yep.
And his four-seam average is 96, which means he's hitting 97, 98 here and there. And that's good stuff. That is good velocity with movement. But he looks like a major league pitcher.
He does. Are the Braves going to re-sign Max Fried? That's correct.
No. No, I don't think Max Fried or Charlie Morton's on this team. That's why
Charlie Morton's probably going to retire.
But that's exactly my point with that. That's why I think. That's why I'm telling you guys that no move is going to be so huge, and I don't foresee a pitcher leaving this staff as far as a prospect like a Schauver or a Waltrip or a Schwellenbach or an Anderson. Honestly, I don't see any of these guys leaving this team this year, the trade deadline, unless you get a Crochet. It's Crochet, right? Like a Crochet or somebody back that has control.
Left-hander from the White Sox.
Yeah, which you would have control over. So I think that, and I think you might have to give up two of these guys. But also I think that they're hesitant to do that because you use these guys too much during the year. I think Ian Anderson is, now Ian Anderson could be pivotal to the plans in the offseason. How he comes back, whether you like it or not, like we like it or not, whether we trust
like
him or not.
I like it depending on how well he does.
Yeah, and I think how well he does coming back could be a factor in how they treat the offseason as far as pitching goes. It could affect Max Fried. Schwellenbach's next five or six starts could affect Max Fried's contract too.
Absolutely.
I just don't think they're ever going to ante up, and I think Max Fried is pitching himself into big money.
With the Dodgers. Or the Yankees.
Or
probably.
The Phillies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.